Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Today, we're going to take a look at a passage of Scripture from the book of Luke. But I wanted to tell you, first of all, in the carnal nature, when somebody wrongs you, the first response is to wrong them back. It's a desire to get back at them or to get even. It's yearning to inflict pain upon them as they have done to you. But rather than retaliate, we are called to humbly suffer with the wrongs that are committed against us. When God sees our submission to the teachings of the gospel, He will avenge us. Rather than taking people to court or to other temporal places of authority, we must cry out mightily to God for our assistance. When we do, God will intervene on our behalf and come quickly to our aid. When this happens, people will be dealing directly with God rather than earthly authorities. Because we place our faith and trust in His deliverance, He will deliver those who serve Him and bring great suffering and tribulation upon those who cause you to suffer. Luke 18, verse 1 says, "And He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continually coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you, that he will avenge them speedily." We are called to be patient in suffering, praying to God for his divine justice. As a Christian, the battle is not ours. It belongs to the Lord. I guarantee that those who have done evil against you will quickly encounter God's justice. Earthly justice cannot even compare to the punishments that God can bring upon somebody. It is impossible for somebody to mock God and get away with it. As Pharaoh found out, God can punish people with plagues or sickness or even death. God has not changed since the Old Testament, because He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Those who harm His servants and do evil to the non-resistant will reap His wrath. He's capable of destroying their lives and their health and even burning up their cities. Matthew 22:6 says, "And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city." A servant of Christ must suffer the wrongs that have been committed against them, trusting that God will deliver them. As the Lord Jesus taught, many places of earthly authority are corrupt. And when we are wronged, we must pursue a divine appeal. Okay? Many people think that they're above God's justice, but get ready. You never want to stir up God's vengeance, or you will suffer. No earthly weapons can protect you from His wrath as He fights the battles for His faithful. Why go to court? Cry out to God. 1 Samuel 17. 47, "And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hands." 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15, "And He said, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, ran thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Exodus 14:14 says, "The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." You know, some people think that because you don't seek justice in an earthly courtroom, that you don't care about things. What these unspiritual people can't even figure out is that it is forbidden to go to these temporal places of authority for justice. Kings, judges, all those who are in a place of authority will be judged by the saints of Christ Jesus. This honor is given to all of His faithful servants. When they have to suffer unjustly at the hands of the wicked in this world, they can cry out to God, and He will avenge them speedily. Watch the justice of God when it quickly comes to pass. 1 Corinthians 6:1 says, "Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust, and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Knowing not that we shall judge angels, how much more things that pertain to this life?" Psalms 34:6 says, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth around them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." So you see, we don't need to avenge ourselves, because God will take care of the matter in a quick hurry. Romans 12:19 says, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord." To avenge is to do harm or to punish the person responsible for something wrong that they have done to you, your family, or your friends. And we are not to resist evil, but place our trust completely in Christ. Unlike an earthly courtroom, there is nothing hidden from God's sight. He will avenge every wicked place of justice, along with all those who do evil upon his servants. Proverbs 20:22, "Say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee." Proverbs 24:29, "Say not, I will do so to him as he hath done to me. I will render to the man according to his work." When people do wickedness toward you, simply allow it to happen. At that point, they come under the judgment of God Almighty. Matthew 5, verse 38 says, "You have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that you resist not evil. But whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also." Those who allow themselves to suffer have ceased from sin. This is because they have placed their faith in God rather than earthly justice to deliver them. 1 Peter 4:1 says, "For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God." Those who defraud a brother of something or someone that belongs to them, they come under the judgment of Christ the Lord. God will avenge those who cry out to him for justice in these matters. 1 Thessalonians 4:6 says that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we have forewarned you and testified. James 5:4 says, "Behold, the hire of laborers who have reaped on your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth. And the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth." So you see, the saints of God don't need to avenge themselves, because they have placed their trust for justice in the hands of God. The Lord will punish the wicked in ways that no earthly courtroom can ever do. Place your trust completely in him, because he will avenge his servants and quickly take care of the matter of getting even. So let's think about these things for right now. We can be found on your web browser by searching TLKJBC, where you can find our diaries distributed through various platforms. We're not associated nor affiliated with any other religious groups, and you can get our entire podcast feeds directly along with transcripts at TLKJBC.com. Or I suppose that you could probably find us somewhere up here in the great northern Minnesota woods. Peace to you all, and Lord willing, we'll talk with you some more tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye, everybody.